Hey, good morning. This is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Royale. Today I want to talk about forgiveness, because forgiveness is healing. Yeah, forgiveness is healing. Forgiveness is for the heal, but you have to truly forgive. You can't try to forgive. Well, it's a process. And the process of forgiveness is healing. So you can say forgiveness is healing. If you forgive, you've been healed. And not only forgive the other person, but forgive yourself. A lot of times we go into situations with this unrealistic vision of what it's supposed to be. And though we have to, we can have what we want, but we have to work towards it. Because on this third dimension, on this realm, everything takes work. It's a process. So in order for us to get there, the other person has to be able to work with us. And whether it be friendship, business, relationships, and most times it's relationships, that's the hardest time to forgive a person. Especially if they cheated, if they left and was like, no answer, you ain't got no closure. I've seen those situations. I even been in a situation or two like that. So you have to look at the whole relationship. And that's one thing I had to do. I had to look at the whole relationship. Now, looking at the whole relationship, if it wasn't for that person, I wouldn't have gotten through some things. And if it wasn't for me, they wouldn't have gotten through some things or wouldn't be able to get certain things. And in that season and time, it's a test. It's not about our time or our understanding. It's about God's time and his understanding. So when you get to the point to where it's like, all right, let's look at this relationship. Okay, we did a lot for each other. We helped each other in a lot of ways. It got toxic because we stayed a little too long. We wore out our welcome as far as the season came. And because we're creatures of habit, we like to stick with what's comfortable. We don't like change too much. So it's going to take one person. It's going to take a situation where it's like a person can't take it. They go and do whatever they do. But that was the cause. Like, everything's written. So that was the cause of the breakup or whatever it needed to be, or the challenge that needed to be it needed to be hurdled, in a sense. So if you have a challenge in your life or something that happened, do you stick? Do you go? Is it toxic, or was it just something that just hurt your feelings? You know what I mean? If you broke the trust, okay, cool. How do you build it back, or how do you get back to yourself? Because a lot of times we lose a little bit of ourselves when we leave a person, when we should be gaining something. And the one thing you do gain is perspective, because hindsight is 20/20. Hindsight gives you clarity from foresight. So I look at my situation, like, take me for instance. I had a situation, I was with somebody for 4 years, and whatever happened, we broke up. I'm hurting. I'm, oh my God, I can't stand this bitch. Then I had to sit and think about it. Like, through that whole time, she rode with me. We rock with each other, because in relationships, that's just what it is. When you in your best part of your relationship, y'all buy each other shit. Y'all take each other out. Y'all say and do things. But when it gets bad, it gets bad. And you have to understand sometimes, like, the seasons and reasons. Everything isn't forever. So if the situation wouldn't have happened, I'd have been in a different place, emotionally, spiritually, because we weren't spiritually yoked, like, not equally, because I was more spiritual. I was growing, in a sense, to where she more physical. She's more on this plane. So when you think about a person that's on a physical plane, then you like, oh well, yeah, well, she ain't meant for me. So she go and do something on a physical level. So you do something on a physical level, it's like, oh shit. Then we break up and it's like, what the fuck? I had to sit and think about it. Like, yo, we did a lot for each other. And even whatever you left with, that was because of me. Like, I helped you with that. So that will be always be reminded in her head. So she could try to forget if she want, but I know what I did. The change, the grooming, that all came through me. And she needed me in her life for her to get groomed and be better for either the next person or just in life. Now she's a better girlfriend for the next person. Like, we're so selfish that we always think about us. But once you get over it, it's like, I don't want to be with you. Once you get healed and you in that place and you understand who you are and you come back to self, it's like, it wouldn't have worked anyway, because I couldn't be with nobody like you. Yes, you've helped me on certain occasions, but I helped you too. And anything I did for you, here, go ahead. But just know I was a part of that. So just knowing that you was a part of that change and that maturation, it'll never be forgotten, because it's in the DNA of whoever you've helped. And then vice versa. It's like, damn, if I wouldn't have met her at that time, That's somebody that God sends through. It's not something that we pull in. God sends these people through. And we get so attached. And that's the problem. Attachment. You have to be detached yet still show compassion. You can be an empath, but don't get too attached to where you can't leave. You got no guy going to show you some things. And it's like, look, I'm ready to change. I'm ready to go. When you at work, you're tired of it. You ready for a vacation. You can plan for that change, but you can't get, you know, ready for another change in life when it comes with emotions or anything. So sometimes we have to be a little selfish and know who we are within in God's eyes. Because that's the only relationship that matters. You disconnect from him, then things will happen. Because you're not following the signs of what he's trying to show you. So know that forgiveness is healing. It takes a while to get there. But when you forgive, you can look and be like, ew, like I was actually with you. Like you my nigga now. Like you my homie. Like that's, I can't even look at it any other way. But once you heal, it's like, oh my God. But now you have a sense of resilience and you in a different space in your life. You don't understand, but it's a process. It's definitely a process. But no, forgiveness is healing. It's you when you forgive, you've healed. Then you gotta forgive yourself for being so stupid. And looking at the situation as something that was like, how could I not see that? And a lot of times that's what we get mad about, because we get mad that we didn't see what was coming. Oh, I'm too smart for this. I've been fooled. You just looking at the emotional side. But look spiritually. Get past it and look spiritually. And once you look spiritually, you'll understand certain things and you'll act on it differently. And then other people will see you different. That person will see you differently. And you won't have an issue. And that's just what it is. So, know that forgiveness is healing. You have to forgive, y'all. Forgive yourself. So you can forgive the other person, because it was a learning, it was a test, and it was a learning curve. That was your teacher, and you were the teacher. Y'all were each other's students. So, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I think different.